Six candidates, including incumbent David Medina, are fighting for the city council seat to represent San Antonio's Near West and Southwest sides. Medina has not received widespread praise from the community for the job he's currently doing, but he says he's got $175 million in reinvestment projects in progress right now.
My opposition and my opponents are talking about ideas and visions we've been producing for 4 years. That's why I'm running for re-election, and I'm asking the district to continue supporting me, because we already have a good thing going. We need to continue the progress.
His opponents include 34-year-old insurance agent John Carlos Garcia, who ran for the seat in 2009. Garcia admits a 2007 arrest for reportedly punching his girlfriend, Bernadette Valdez, is baggage he'll deal with again during this election. Valdez later dropped the charges, and Garcia says they still run their insurance office together.
Not a proud moment, not something I'm proud of, but something I have to take ownership of.
And he says he wants voters to take ownership in their communities, no matter how they vote. He says the people of District 5 are some of the hardest workers in the city.
They see all the pretty beautiful things. They commute out to the construction of new homes, and then they come back to lack of social services, horrible infrastructure.
34-year-old Ricardo Briones is also vying for the seat. He's an attorney and lifelong resident of District 5. Briones thinks Medina does have the experience.
From what I understand, he's, you know, done some, you know, things in regards with senior centers, and I do want to build upon that. I do think there's a lot more that can be done for the district, and I do think I'm the right candidate to do a lot more for the district.
Briones is a former San Anto Cultural Arts board member who resigned to run for office. But while he was on the board, his boss offered legal help to recover thousands of dollars in stolen money from the organization by a former board member and interim executive director.
It was a very difficult time. It was a, you know, simple solution. I just wanted to get the money back.
Executive Director Harvey Medella says the investigation is ongoing. Former District 5 Councilwoman Patty Radel didn't like how it was handled. She says the conflict of interest is disturbing.
The governance while he was on the board, I found questionable and not of the highest quality.
But she says dirty laundry for any candidate doesn't do the voters any good.
People need to look at, you know, the qualifications of all these people. And what are their strengths? You know, maybe that's one of his weaknesses, but does he have strengths as well?
Radel disapproves of the job Medina's done on the council. But even more, she says he insulted his constituents when he did not show up for a candidate forum held at the Guadalupe Arts Cultural Center earlier this month.
People wanted them to be here. They wanted to hear what he had to say. It was an opportunity for him to explain himself on some tough situations. He turned it down, he ignored it, and frankly, I think he insulted his constituents.
Radel believes the race will be tougher than Medina's expecting. Resident Albert Orozco says he won't vote for Medina and has been waiting for one thing.
I feel like I'm way overdue on sidewalks.
The race is crowded with three more opponents, Shirley Gonzalez, Richard Cardenas, and Frank Ramirez. Medina could be feeling the pressure, though he says he is confident. So far this month, his office has released more than 12 events requesting coverage for Medina. Last month, there were 4 requests.
The community support is huge. I'm running for re-election because the district has asked me to do that.
Just how big the community support is will be evident on election day, if people turn out to the polls, in an election that doesn't historically attract a lot of voters. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.